This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia. Secretary of the Navy Carlos Del Toro unveiled conceptual rendering from five architecture firms at the National Museum of the U.S. Navy, finalizing the Navy's Artistic Ideas Competition in an effort to explore the possibilities for the planned Navy Museum, April 14th. Following the SecNav's October announcement of the preferred location for the Navy's planned museum, Naval History and Heritage Command moved forward with its conceptual development phase and initiated the Ideas Competition in an effort to explore the full realm of artistic ideas that might be incorporated into a new museum. The competition sought concepts and ideas for the planned project from a broad range of individuals and architecture firms. Following the initial announcement in December, 80 firms expressed interest in participating, 37 of them submitted qualifications, and finally, the Navy selected five architecture firms as finalists. Since January, the firms developed their unique submissions of conceptual ideas to include a museum entrance, an atrium, a ceremonial courtyard, and the incorporation of the Navy's larger artifacts, like a Corsair aircraft, a Swift boat, and the sail of a submarine. Del Toro said that he's pleased to display five visions for the future of the National Museum of the U.S. Navy. He also thinks that while each concept is different, all of them show how we might celebrate our Navy's accomplishments, as well as honor our veterans, and point the way towards the Navy's future. The Navy envisions a museum that would offer greater public access that could include a new building, and the potential renovation of existing historical buildings. The planned museum campus would consist of approximately 2,700,000 square feet and include about 100,000 square feet of net gallery space. Reporting from NAVSTAY Rota, I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia.